there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. Words taken from the Gospel of St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, today is the Feast of the Seven Sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Today we honor those great sorrows which pierced our Blessed Mother's heart over the course of her life. However, with Good Friday fast approaching, Holy Mother Church has us especially consider on this day those sorrows which our Blessed Lady endured while standing at the foot of the cross. Therefore, let us take a few moments now and meditate upon that very first Good Friday. There on Mount Calvary, we find our Lord and his Blessed Mother. Our Lord has just reached the summit of the mount, carrying his cross. His Blessed Mother is not far behind him. She remains as close to him as possible, as close as the hateful mob will permit, for her love for him is too great. Not even that anguish which crushes her motherly heart, that anguish at seeing her son being tortured and put to death, that anguish which is harder for her to endure than even death itself, not even that can keep her away from him. For long ago she had offered her son to God. Long ago she was told that he was destined for a sign of contradiction, that is, for the cross. And no matter how painful it would be for her, she would not refuse God this sacrifice. When our Lord reaches the summit, the executioners immediately strip him of his garments and cast him upon the ground. On the ground before him lays his cross, that cross which just moments before he had lovingly embraced when it was laid upon his shoulders, that cross which he had been carrying through the streets of Jerusalem when he had met his sorrowful mother along the way. The soldiers now bid our Lord to take his place upon the cross, and he willingly does so. Willingly, he stretches out his arms to receive the nails, and the soldiers begin their cruel work. Each blow of the hammer is a wound to Mary's heart. Nevertheless, she knows that the redemption of mankind is at hand, and amidst her overwhelming sorrow, this thought consoles her. Our Lord has now been fastened to his cross. Now men of all times will see that his arms are always open to receive them, that he is always ready to embrace them. The soldiers now raise the cross into its place. With a terrifying jolt, the cross drops into the hole prepared for it, and a tremor of pain passes through our Lord's body. And there from that cross, our Blessed Lord hangs. For 3 long agonizing hours. For 3 hours he hangs between heaven and earth, earning for us the grace of redemption. And all the while, his Blessed Mother watches at his feet, for she will not leave him. When the executioners step away, leaving him to die, Mary presses forward and draws ever nearer to her son. As she revealed to St. Bridget, I did not leave him, but stood nearer to the cross. And there at the foot of the cross, she raises up her eyes. Now up close, she can see the mangled body of her son, the deep wounds of the scourges, that sacred flesh which she had so many times held in her own arms, but now will hold no more so long as his life remains. She sees his face all covered with blood and his head crowned with thorns. Here is that son whom she had loved so much, both as her God and as the fruit of her womb. That son whom she nourished from birth, whom she raised, the most perfect and most beautiful son that ever was and ever will be, whom men by their sins have now reduced to such a pitiable state. And she is there with him to the end. She is with him offering up the sacrifice of her heart, as he offers the sacrifice of his life for our salvation. And through the sacrifice of her heart, offered in union with the sufferings of her son, Mary participates in the work of our salvation, and the redemption of mankind is won. My dear friends, when Adam committed original sin, pain, suffering, and death entered the world. Nevertheless, God in his infinite love used these evils to reverse the evil of sin. He took pain, which was the result of sin, and used it to destroy sin itself. And he did this by his passion and death on the cross. That is why our Blessed Mother loved the cross. For it is the cross that brings about so much good. It is through the cross that souls are saved for heaven. And that is why, even though the cross caused Our Lady to suffer a martyrdom of the heart, which, as St. Alphonsus tells us, was far greater than the pains of all the other martyrdoms combined, even though it caused her all that pain, she did not refuse the cross. She did not flee from it, but rather, just as her divine son did, she embraced it. In fact, from the very moment of the Annunciation, when God asked her through the angel Gabriel to be the mother of his divine son, she accepted the cross. She accepted it by saying, "Be it done unto me according to thy will." For she knew from the prophecies that the Redeemer of mankind would be a man of sorrows, that he was to suffer and die, and that consequently, as his mother, she would have to share in those sorrows. But she willingly did this because of the great good that would come from it. She desired with all her heart to help out the cause of salvation, to save souls from hell and win them for heaven. And my dear faithful, whenever we offer up our crosses, our pains and our sufferings in union with our Lord's, we can do the same. For our life is filled with such crosses, some great, some small. We cannot escape them. But if we embrace them as our Lord did and as his Blessed Mother did, what great good we will bring from them. Therefore, my dear friends, with every cross that comes to you in this life, picture yourself at the foot of our Lord's cross, there with Our Lady, and offer up your sufferings in union with theirs for the salvation of souls. Remember that every time you patiently accept some annoyance or treat that person who bothers you with charity, that every time you pray in the midst of temptation and turn from it, that whenever you accept some great illness or resign yourself to God's will, accepting some great loss, saying with our Blessed Mother, "Be it done unto me according to thy will," that whenever you do these things, you will earn graces to help save souls. You earn graces for sinners, for family members and friends, and for your own soul. You are in graces to help you make up for sin, for your own sins and the sins of others. And by so doing, you will return love to our Lord and to his Blessed Mother, and you will console their agonizing and sorrowful hearts. And thus, my dear friends, what great good we can do when we embrace the cross. Therefore, strive to accept each and every cross as our Blessed Mother did, with great patience, love, and resignation. For if you do this, you will console our Lord just as she did, and you will return great love to his Sacred Heart, and will save your own soul and the souls of many others. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.